Welcome, everyone, to the Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten, and I'll be your hostess today. I'm a retired animal communicator and the author of Communicating with Orcas, the Whale's Perspective, and contributing author to Dolphins and Whales Forever. And this gathering happens every first Friday of the month at noon Eastern Time. And it's just our opportunity to come together as a group and enhance our daily practice of sending healing, loving energy to the waters of the planet. And there are different people facilitating these calls each month. I just love that we can bring in more and more new people to share different processes and different perspectives with us. So I want to thank everyone for being here and participating in this really, really important work. And I am really excited to introduce today's facilitator, Lori Rayon and Master Cat Puda. Lori's an internationally known interspecies communicator and soul healer, and she speaks to animals and angels and translates their messages to humanity. And her partner is Master Cat Puda, and he's a being of ascended master energy that's incarnated into the body of a cat 5 separate times during Lori's lifetime and continues to work with her. So actually, it's not a he. Puda right now is a she, I believe.
That's right.
Is that right? Thanks. And so I first met Lori when we were presenters at the Cetacean Summit. And she also is a contributor to Dolphins and Whales Forever. And a year or so ago, she released a transformational film called Ascension Guidance, Living in Your Sacred Heart. And, you know, there's a whole lot more that you can read about on her website, LauriRayon.com. And that's LauriRayon.com. So, Lori, I'm really excited to have you here today, and let's see, what have you got for us?
Well, I'd love to lead a meditation, but I thought, you know, I made myself a little note that we could mention this film, Mary, that we were talking about to
Absolutely.
People before we get lost in our hearts and floating with the water meditation. Just this last week or so, it came to my computer, a notice of the Emmy-nominated film called Sonic Sea. It's S-O-N-I-C-S-E-A, and it's available now through Vimeo, which is V-I-M-E-O. You can go to Vimeo, and you can live stream it for free now, or you can purchase it, I think, for $3. And it's, you know, it's an amazing film. Maybe, Mary, you know a little bit more about the guy we were talking about that's done
yeah.
the research. There's two parts that are so important is that we understand what's being done in the oceans regarding sound and how destructive it is to the cetaceans and to sea life. And part of it's Navy sonar and part of it's shipping lanes and so forth. But it's not just a movie that emotionally breaks you down because you can see what's really going on in our world, but it has a lot of what I call solution energy at the end where people rally up and they show what's really being done. I think it's really well researched, and I think every person that loves, you know, Earth, or dolphins and whales should see this film. I really do. And I don't say that very often about films, so what do you think, Mary?
Yeah, it's, well, they touch on all the aspects, you know, and actually gas and oil exploration is one of the worst offenders, and right now, Trump is trying to open up the Atlantic and the Arctic again to gas and oil exploration, and that is really devastating to not only the marine mammals, but the fish. So, you know, we've got to somehow get a grip on it. So if anybody knows how to get that movie to Ivanka, maybe that's the way to go here.
Yeah,
you know, somebody who's got a big ear and can do some rallying on the part of the oceans, because when the oceans go, we go. We're inextricably linked. So.
I just think it's an amazing piece of work, and maybe everybody would gift themselves with seeing that film and sharing it with your friends. It will make a difference just vibrationally even, you know.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, well, that was what I first wanted to say. Okay, so First of all, I just want to say thanks to Mary and to the whole group of people that facilitate this meditation. I don't always get to come on live, but I always listen to the calls, and it's just delightful to be here again leading it. So I'd like you to turn now your consciousness into the heart space is where we can access the truth and the wisdom of who you really are, you know, as an eternal, immortal being that's chosen to come now and to create a human form and to work from that perspective. So my guidance and my connection to the great whales and dolphins have helped me in preparing for today, structure our time together into three segments. So I'm setting our intention now as I explain that to you for the most benevolent outcome, and I would ask you to join me there. I'm just going to share a little bit of information that's come forth on what water is, and I know many of you already know what water is, but what it means to be a water being, and think about that. And then I'm going to lead a meditation where we connect to the power of the sun as an aspect of Creator's energy to increase our ability in our physical body to be more powerful and to become carriers of more light. And from that place, we'll be more powerful when we then do the global water blessing together. So I'd ask that you just close your eyes and move into a meditative state. Even blindfold yourself if you're so guided and close your eyes. And we'll start with just the statement, we are water. Together, joined in love, we come together today for the greater good of our water. Through the power of working with our intention from our hearts, we can access the crystalline codes of water and co-create a vibrational shift. Today, we declare ourselves the alchemists of water. And I'm going to start here with a quote from my friend Marshall Jack and his friend Camilla Blossom, who wrote the book, How to Create a Water Wheel. This is the quote, "The spirit of the water wants to be honored and recognized by all. Mother Earth will honor those who honor her with many gifts of love. Take time each day to bless the essence of water. It is of the utmost importance that we learn to honor the life we have been given. It is time to wake up to the waters. We must celebrate the waters and life itself. Joy must fill the banks of the rivers, the ocean shores, the waterfalls, and the still lakes. Our dances, our ceremony, our songs and meditations feed the energy of the elementals and the spirit of the waters." End quote. So when I connect and I speak to Mother Gaia, also known to many of you as just Mother Nature, she has shared with me that our united effort today to bless the waters is vitally important. Our connection to nature is our true essence, and each person's personal desire to honor all life in nature will greatly raise your vibration and assist you in claiming your gifts. And those gifts are the gifts of clairvoyance and clairaudience, clairsentience, that which connects you to that spirit part of yourself. It makes life on earth so much more valuable and important. So when we consciously connect to the elemental beings of earth, air, fire, and water, we improve our own existence by amplifying our vibration and our level of communication. As we raise our vibrations, we help to raise the vibration of the planet, further aiding Gaia along her own ascension path. She is undeniably grateful for our efforts and can then reward our efforts by giving us good health, and by adding her energy to our ascension path. This is an example of how all life is united in oneness, as we are all children or creatures of Gaia. She is our one true mother. We all share, as we are all made of her elements. So we begin by opening the sacred directions, which is a part of my way, in the ways of the shaman. In doing this, I ask that you join the ceremony from wherever you are in the world, and you see the sacred space opening at your home and your personal location. And then following the prayer, I'm going to bring in many beings that work with me here, including the representatives of the Cetacean Nations that are now a part of the grid that's around my home and property, and now will be around your home. The cetaceans are known as the whales and dolphins. So I'll begin with the prayer now, which comes from my practice of Munichi. Energetically or physically now, please face the south. To the winds of the south, great serpent, Wrap your coils of light around us. Teach us to shed the past the way you shed your skin, to walk softly on the earth. Teach us the beauty way. Aho. And we turn energetically or physically to the west, to the winds of the west. Mother Jaguar, protect our medicine space. Teach us the way of peace, to live impeccably. Show us the way beyond death. Aho. And now to the north. To the winds of the north, hummingbird, grandmothers and grandfathers, ancient ones, come and warm your hands by our fires. Whisper to us in the wind. We honor you who have come before us, and you who will come after us, our children's children. Aho. And now to the east. To the winds of the east, great eagle and mighty condor, come to us from the place of the rising sun. Keep us under your wing. Show us the mountains we only dare dream of. Teach us to fly wing to wing with the Great Spirit. Aho. And now, if everyone would ground yourself or touch the earth, please. Mother Earth, we've gathered for the healing of all of your children, the stone people, the plant people, the four-legged, the two-legged, the creepy crawlers, the finned, the furred, and the winged ones, all of our relations. And now, turn your countenance to the sun. Father Sun, Grandmother Moon, to the star nations. Great Spirit, you who are known by a thousand names, and you who are unnameable, thank you for bringing us together on this day and allowing us to sing the song of life. So our sacred space is open, and I'd like to turn your attention again now to the south, and we're going to welcome the great Orca Wells as we weave their energy into the vibration of the grid that we are creating for this blessing. And to the west, I would ask that you would turn your attention now to the great humpback whales. In my world, they are my partners, and they are the healers of humanity. Ancient, ancient beings. Thank you, humpback whales. To the north now, we welcome the blue whales, the largest creatures on the planet, as they weave their energy into the northern part of our grid. And to the east now, we welcome the many, many species of dolphins, all over the world, ambassadors of great joy, the toothed whales. And we drop again and ground ourselves down into Mother Earth, and we welcome the gray whales who have revealed themselves to me, to elemental beings, the greatest creatures of forgiveness I have ever known. We welcome you. And we rise above once again to the sun, and we welcome the council of the 13 white whales who have revealed themselves to me to be creator gods, now incarnating onto the planet one by one as the beautiful white whales are coming back. We thank you. We thank you for your healing and for your wisdom. And now see yourself finely tuned into an octahedron of a grid that we have created together around each of our homes and collectively now around the planet. Today we are gathered as a force of light as we enter the ancient realm of alchemy. We will use the power of our intentions and visualizations to work with the sacredness of water. And as a voice for the great whales and dolphins, we have a message for them. We, the whales and dolphins, advise you to move deeply now into your sacred heart space every day in your morning time, and remember to balance the feminine and masculine energies within your body for the day. As you connect with Mother Earth and Father Sun, you are accessing the highest potential of balanced energy available to you as a human. Then move consciously into your sacred heart, into your physical heart, and tune to the crystalline transmissions emanating from the Earth's grid systems. Visualize the Earth star as an ascension portal, and connect your energy to this pathway of light. This pathway is being created for you and me and all of us to eventually move to a higher dimension to occupy the new earth. Ask to release fear, trauma, pain, or unresolved anger from your body and mind, and we will help you. As representatives of the great whales, we are stewards for this planet and for the ocean systems. We are the navigators of the Earth's grid systems, and we are the living portions of the crystalline grid. We are the librarians of Earth's history and are keepers of the Akashic records. At this time, we are posturing the availability of more love and compassion for all humans upon the grids. When you call upon us as you are now energetically, we can come to you and greatly assist you in clearing all realms of your existence and begin to integrate the new multidimensional frequencies that are yours to claim. Each of you is becoming a light being. And I tell you, this is the lifetime that you have waited for. We ask you now to turn your consciousness to the truth, the wisdom, and the remembrance of who you really are. Thank you. Now we're just going to vibrationally rotate a little bit, and we're going to turn our attention now to my partner, who is Master Cat Puda. She is an aspect of this ancient being we call Seth. Seth would say, as we evolve, we naturally move into the energy of how we as humans can become more powerful and more capable. This includes activating dormant DNA within your form and claiming your ability to effectively change the vibration of the water in your body. And then, using those gifts to purify and change the planet's water. As we claim the energy of pure light, we become capable of carrying more light in our bodies. Light is information. Light is wisdom. And it is who we are at the core of our soul's existence. We exist in other dimensions as pure source light. Throughout our existence in cycles of incarnations, we have decided to answer the call to come to Earth as humans and to occupy a form that is carbon-based. This carbon-based human form is water-based, as you know, and we exist in a water-based world. Remember that we now exist in a water body that is transforming and is changing very quickly every day now. Our friend and the scientist Dr. Emoto was the first one to prove that water is sentient and that water responds immediately to the vibration of love or lack of it. As most of you know, he actually photographed the molecular change of liquid water into crystalline forms of beautiful sacred geometry when the water was exposed to the vibration of blessings and love. So if we are honoring that which has been proven and that which we intuitively know, we are guided to make conscious that the carbon-based water molecule that makes up our physical world is changing. Ultimately, the carbon-based molecule will completely transform and transfigure into a crystalline form, and each of us will return to a light body form. With this information now conscious, I'm going to guide you into a meditation to connect to the divine light of Source. This energy comes physically to our planet through our sun. Claiming solar light energy now will greatly assist you in becoming a powerful being of light. At the conclusion of this process, we will all be carriers of more light, and we will use our great collective power to bless the waters of the earth. We begin. Let us turn our attention now to the sun. As you open yourself to be immersed in the solar light fields, you open yourself to receive the resonance of divine light. Our sun gives us solar light every day without pause and represents transcendence, transformation, and divine love. Let us now tune inwardly to the consciousness of the sun's presence. As you make this connection, take a few moments to breathe deeply, feeling the fresh air, the vibration of perhaps being outside in nature, and taking time now to open to the power of solar light. Breathe in the living prana, offering your deepest heartfelt gratitude to the sun's existence and purpose. The sun offers us prana, which is pure, revitalizing energy, representative of the many suns created by our source. In this moment of profound gratitude for the existence of the sun, take note of what happens to living beings when they are denied the sun's vital nurturing energy. They do not grow. They do not thrive. So take this opportunity within yourself to soak up the sun's transformative, loving, and nurturing energy, choosing to receive the solar codes and use them effectively in your human form as we open our hearts to the magnificence and the great power of our sun. Imagine yourself gazing upon the sun now, feeling loved. In this moment, know that you are nurtured and energized as a living being of light. Our sun is the gateway from this solar system we call home to the outer worlds, other planets. All beings that come into the existence of form come with permission through the gateway of the sun to beautiful planet Earth. Beloved physical sun, we breathe now in your prana as the rays of your light are given freely. We connect today to expand our living light fields with the rays of light, transforming our soul into our human form. Today we choose to rebirth ourselves into our greater potential with the creation codes of solar light. Today we choose conscious communion with the sun. We openly receive your electromagnetic waveforms. As we bask in the rays of your warmth, we open ourselves completely to new and upgraded solar waveforms that are for our highest and best good, and that will allow us to transform into carriers of more light. We acknowledge ourselves as immortal and eternal beings. In this moment, we connect with our divine solar light body. We connect to the solic energy and the higher self of each of us. We ask permission to open now one of our crystalline seals, offering us the opportunity for greater absorption of the solar light. Our intention is to expand and magnify our ability to be carriers of light. Visualize now, gazing lovingly at the sun, requesting a merger of a deeper presence. We affirm that we will consciously choose with our free will to continue to clear and heal our emotional bodies with this wonderful light. We acknowledge that each of us are awakened and becoming each day more and more conscious, moving each day into new perceptions and ways to create love. And now, we claim these solar light codes that are given freely to each of us. We lovingly embrace them. We bring them right into our heart space, integrating them and offering our deepest gratitude for the experience of being alive right now, right here today in human form. We give thanks to our divine source and our solar light body. It is a privilege to be here. We exercise the power of appreciation now, of gratitude. We rise into the frequency of ecstasy, thinking of great things now that are joyful, inspirational, allowing the energy of creativity and excitement to flow through our bodies. Take a deep breath and we open ourselves now to this field of bliss. We acknowledge that we have created a resonant pattern for cellular reprogramming to take place in our bodies. Feeling this expanded state and moving us into balance now and unifying our energy. We are using the power of our free will to encode ourselves with the sun's light. We allow our greater self now to express through our physical form as we choose to become conscious, solar light beings. Amplified light energy is now flowing through our entire bodies. We are together joined in full light body activation. We are breathing divine solar white light, and we are connecting our divine energy systems to the crystalline world light grid. We do this with great love and the energy of empowerment. As the crystalline grid glows and vibrates, we begin to transfer our focus now to the earth herself. Our light now flows into the earth herself and out into the waterways, oceans of earth. We have been upgraded and infused with perfect, pure light. And today, as a collective, we choose to share it with the waterways of earth. Is now flowing into the rivers and into the lakes and the many streams of earth, flowing down into the reservoirs. Visualize with me now the drinking water being purified, the pipelines that carry the water to the homes and to the people is vibrating with love. The water that is used to create various drinks and food products now being purified. Even our dish soaps and our shampoos are many food products that contain water. Let's calibrate them now with pure light. From our collective power, we're moving into a unified force of light, asking with permission to purify, transmute, and change every molecule of water back into pure light. On this most auspicious day, we are gathered as a force of conscious, water-based light beings. We have answered the call of our hearts to come together now in this water blessing. We declare that today is a divine activity of light through the unified force of our collective love. I would ask that each of you now would just take a beautiful deep breath, centering your energy in your heart space. As we bless the waters of our planet, we raise our vibrations collectively, and we initiate new forms of action and life upon planet Earth. We bless the waters of life, and we bless ourselves as divine instruments, working now to serve the greatest good for all life, seeking the most benevolent outcome in all situations. We speak directly to the consciousness and the sentience of water, and we say three times, "Water, we love you. Water, we thank you. Water, we respect you. Water, we love you. Water, we thank you. Water, we respect you." Once more, "Water, we love you. Water, we thank you. And water, we respect you." We choose now to look within and see that our sparks of light have united to create a vast, glowing radiance that is surrounding our entire planet. Let us pause for a moment to offer our love and immense gratitude to Mother Gaia. She has so kindly and graciously nourished us for the eons of time that we have existed here in our many lifetimes. Let's touch her heart with our heart and bring her healing love and light into every corner of her beingness. We close this healing meditation by blessing the water of life upon our earth and within every life form. We bless all beings in all places and at all times. Namaste. We thank each of you for opening your hearts and gathering to hear this meditation. Together, joined in love, we are more powerful. We are Lori Rion, Master Cat Puda as the soul of Seth, and we are the whales. We love you. Thank you, everyone. Once you're ready, we'll ask you to come back. Thanks, Mary.
Yeah, yes. Bring everybody back, Lori.
Yeah, maybe wiggle your fingers and toes now. Gently open your eyes. And let's all bring a bottle of water into our meditation now, or a glass of water. I think it's maybe a good opportunity to share some of the ways that, you know, that we all can bless the waters in our physical just daily. One of the things I do, I'm sitting here with my bottle of water, and I use beautiful Andara crystals to assist in the vibration. If you want to know more about Andara crystals, you can contact me through my website or phone. I am a steward for them, and they're off-world crystals that exist only in two locations in the world, and they have a vibration that's even been scientifically proven that's outside of duality. They create a double vortex of energy. And they, again, are very much outside of duality, similar to the way the animals exist on our planet. And the whales, they hold the vibration of pure love. So I'm going to ask everyone now to just hold that water to your heart. Just say once again, water, we love you. Water, we bless you. And I like to use the words of Ho'oponopono, which is we each day apologize to the water, including the water in our bodies, for anything that is still contained within the structure of water. So the words are, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And water, I love you. I'll say it again. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And I love you. And I believe in the power of triangulation, so I'm going to say it one more time. You can join me if you like. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And I love you. So now let's all drink some water together. Feel that vibrational change. And in a very similar way, and we'll see that blessing from each of us in our personal bottle of water, glass of water, like dropping a pebble in a pond and seeing the ripples go out to affect the rest of the world. That coherent state that comes from your heart is so easily shared once we create it. And you have to believe that you're making a difference because of the power of love and using that incredible vibration of that which we're made of as water. Thank you, everyone. I hope you're feeling the power of the solar encodement and being a carrier of more light.
Yeah.
A wonderful time to access the elements and to rise up and ask to remember more the wisdom. To be who we truly are.
Thank you so much, Lori. That was wonderful. And Master Puda as well.
Yeah.
I can just see her sitting there next to you in my mind.
Yeah. Her beautiful gold eyes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
yeah,
is there
anybody? For those that don't know, I'm, you know, really just turning in these last years into, I always say I just work here, you know. I'm blessed to be very telepathic, and the more you practice, the better you become, so. Talking to Puda is like talking to you. You know, it's just that her voice is so strong and clear, and she's such a blessing to be with. And it's fun that she's chosen to have a cat body, because it's just, she's just so fun and easy to travel with and be with. You know, she likes to go everywhere. She just came from the Bahamas. Quite the traveler. But she really does carry this energy of wisdom from this soulic energy. And it's just a blessing to have her in my life as long. And also the dolphins and whales who speak through me. So, yeah. I just wanted to mention that we've decided that it's time in our world to share our film with the world. For almost 3 years now, it's been available on DVD and for download, and we're giving it away now. So if you'd like to have a copy through a download of our film, we're giving it away. So all you have to do is come to our website, which is Laurie Breon, LaurieReyon.com, and if join our mailing list if you like. Also, you'll get our newsletter with Seth's messages and the dolphin and whales messages. And if you're already on our list, you're going to email me at LaurieReyon@yahoo.com. Okay, that's LaurieReyon@yahoo, and ask for it, and I'll send it to you. It's called Ascension Guidance: Living in Your Sacred Heart, and it has a lot of pieces that are broken down into processes. Some of them you may know, some of them you may not know. But it ends up at the end of the film with a whale healing, and this is the state of energy that we're going to. We're going to launch officially a whale and dolphin energy medicine school, where we're teaching now a way that has been given to me through the dolphins and whales to calibrate your DNA and to process different levels of light body activation through the white whales. And so the last part of the film is that, and I would just love everybody in the world to see that so they can see if that's something they want to do. You know, it's so great. So in my world, the whales and dolphins are the doctors, you know. They have the answer to all of our healing. And they've always been there. We just didn't know it, you know, that they had these amazing healing abilities. I work with Cryon, as some of you know. We're on the Cryon team, and we've recently traveled with them and done our healing work. And Cryon says that the dolphins and whales share the quantum DNA. And they're the only other beings that do. So humans and dolphins and whales have this amazing ability to work together. And it explains why they can heal us so quickly. So I think that's kind of interesting. Because I always, you know, thought that like cats and dogs and other horses and stuff too can heal us. And they can, but it's a different way. It's not as accelerated. They're more like when you come and work with us, Master Puta usually lays right on you. Or if you do long distance with us, she'll lay on the bed where your energy body is there. And this last year, I was working with Dr. Todd Ovakides at the Cryon event, and he said, she's moving your stem cells, but the whales are healing, you know, because people are listening to whale meditation. So I thought that was kind of interesting that we're discovering now actual ways that we can work with the healing. And, of course, it's all healing the water in our body, which is moving systemically all of these vibrations into the codes, you know, activating our DNA. So it's an amazing time to be alive.
Wow. Sure is. If there's anybody that has a question or a comment for Laurie, just star 6 and introduce yourself.
Anybody out there?
Thank you so much, Laurie. That was wonderful. This is Muriel, and I just had a thought to add that when I swam today, it was raining, and so I'm always aware in swimming that the water in my body is connecting and communicating with the water I'm swimming in. But today, to have the rain get in on the act, all of a sudden I became aware of, oh, it's the water communicating with the water. And I had a swim cap on, and I could feel the little tap, tap, tap sound of the raindrops falling, and it just was reverberating in my body. And it was like, yeah, water has a relationship with other water that's like friends, like, you have your friends, and water has its friends. So I just thought to share that little piece of awareness that came swimming in.
Oh, wonderful. You're making me remember years ago when I was in American Samoa on my way to the Cook Islands, and I went outside And it started to rain, and it's warm. You know, it's, and I stood there like I was taking a shower in the rain. I'll never forget that because it was so warm. Wow. Thank you.
Well, it's, you know, something about the sound element, too. The sound of the raindrops when they hit your the top of your head and it reverberates in your body. There's something about that that really got my attention. And I always feel like rain is blessing.
I do, too.
Especially gentle rain like this was.
We wouldn't be very far along down the road if we didn't have rain. Yeah.
No, we would not. We're, in fact, when, you know, the extremes of weather is what we're all of us on the planet are getting to experience that. And we've had extremes of drought here in this part of the world. And that was just really bad. And I felt so bad about the plants during that time period. So when the rain started coming back, it was just, oh, such celebration.
Anybody else have a question or a comment for Lori? If you do, star 6.
Yes, hello. This is Nima. Linda invited me to join you today, and this is the first time I've joined you, so thank you very much.
Well,
I just
Nima.
Wanted to say thank you. My cat, Maya, my Yangon, little wolf, she insisted on joining us, and she, the moment we began, she climbed into my lap and tuned in, and I think she connected with Buddha.
I think you're right.
But she was enjoying and assisting as well, so we had an additional member.
Oh, that's wonderful.
What was the name of the movie that you spoke of at the beginning?
The Sonic Sea. Yeah, and I'll repeat that. You can get it on Vimeo, which is V-I-M-E-O. Just go there.
And the Sonic what? What's
the last? The Sonic Sea, S-O-N-I-C-S-E-A.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, definitely check it out, folks. It's just, it's worth it.
Yeah.
Valuable. And the way you access Vimeo is, how do you access Vimeo?
I think Vimeo.com, and then, you know, you can, I'm not an expert in
probably
it, but someone had sent me an email, and I went there, and for a limited time, it's available for free to live stream it. And then I ended up purchasing it for, I think, $2.99, so I'll have it as a download.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, anybody else? All right. Well, what I'm going to do then is unmute us, and we can all have our crazy goodbye. We can all say goodbye at once. Thank you so much, Lori.
You're welcome.
I really
Thanks
appreciate
for inviting
you
me,
coming.
And
Absolutely.
I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.